Welcome to the podcast. I'm Ryan. We're joined by best-selling author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
And we're calling Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Who I believe is the Taylor that came with us to the Karen's Diner.
Oh.
Yeah. Which was one of the first, ventures out of the studio for the Tony Ryan podcast.
It was. Yeah, and it wasn't a good choice.
No.
Hello.
Taylor.
Hey.
Hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Ryan and I were just reminiscing about when we went out for dinner together.
And you booed me?
Yes,
yeah,
we did boo you.
But it's good to hear you're still alive, though.
Yeah, great to hear your voice.
Well, we made it through.
So when Taylor said she was vegan, the whole restaurant booed her.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just Tony on her own.
No,
that would be real mean.
Everyone.
Is that worse if it was just Tony?
You just got caught up in it.
I got caught up in it, but also the people that were working there were really scaring me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
you gotta be on side with them.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of I joined the pack. It was very like if they jumped off a cliff, would you? Yes.
Yep.
At that
see
time.
You later,
yes.
Sweetheart.
See ya.
Because
off
they would have made you. They would have pushed you off a cliff.
They would have
the vibe
actually.
They were
yeah,
sending.
That's a good point.
So Taylor, now that you're alive, are you happy to approve the podcast?
Yeah, I guess.
Tragic experiences. They bring everyone together.
Been through this harrowing ordeal. I guess I better. Hey, it's Taylor from Melbourne, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
A few weeks ago, we heard one of the more genius moves involving the pigeon at the Richmond train station. And I can say it's been outdone because I've got an update. And we're both pretty excited about that, aren't we, Tony?
Yes.
Why do you hate this story so much?
I don't know. You know that thing how people say, like, that gives me the ick?
Yeah.
I think because I'm just like, it sounds so fake.
All right, coming up, is it really ick or is it fully sick?
That's given me the ick also. You sound like a dick. Sorry.
No, I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay.
Thanks for getting involved.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yep. Remember the lady who, when we were crossing the road last week, she tripped over and fell?
She fell over, yep.
Yeah. And like, not just like stumbled. But
she fucking face planted. She yeah. ate shit. Yeah.
What did you do when you saw that?
I ran over and was like, oh my God. And producer Cam was walking with us as well, and he did the same.
And it was sort of like offering a hand up because she was an old lady and blah, blah. And yeah, your first reaction was...
like sprinted over. I think there was a few people walking around as well. They all ran over.
And obviously you don't want to see someone fall over, but it was kind of like nice to see humanity from yourself and other people. Like everyone around was like very, very helpful.
Remember when I fell off my scooter and all those people saw and no one helped me?
So rude.
Awful.
Do you remember on the same day?
No.
About an hour earlier that I may have just...
I wish I was filming.
Or I just clipped
producer Cam should fucking remember.
When I just clipped my toe on the sidewalk and didn't quite.
Yeah, it was like an uneven. Like,
in the pavement, yeah.
Pavement. I was going to say tile. It's not a tile. Yeah, like uneven pavement and you just, snicked it with your shoe. Yeah.
So keeping in mind how lovely and careful and empathetic you were for her, do you remember your exact words that you said to me?
I don't. I think I blacked out. I laughed so hard. I actually really don't remember saying anything.
I've got some direct quotes. The first one was just three words, but the first word was dragged out a bit. Would you like me to give a dramatic, actually not even dramatic, a very accurate.
I'd love to
What's the word
that.
I'm looking for? Like in Crime
a
Stoppers?
Reenactment.
A reenactment.
Yeah.
Please allow me to give a reenactment of your reaction to me tripping a little bit.
All right, but let me do you first. And you just like flew through the air.
To which Tony said, on a busy city street.
There was a lot of people around.
Oh, shame. True or false? True or false?
I could neither confirm.
And then you said, hey, everyone, Check out this fully grown man who can't walk. What a fuckhead. True or false?
That doesn't sound like me. That doesn't. The first one I'll admit to, but the second one, that I'll combat that. I don't think I said that. It was so funny. You just like flew through the air. It was insane how far, like, you got all this air. It was like you were doing long jump. Like, you just fucking, I don't know how you did it.
Why is it that you're so kind and caring to a stranger, but someone that you supposedly care for and like, not love?
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that.
Last week when you were having a go at me, you're like, oh, but it's just because I love you, that's all.
Yeah.
Where was the love that day when I needed it the most? Laying on the ground of the city pavement.
Do you remember ages ago?
Yes, and I'm still haunted by this whole time.
Do you remember ages ago when we were talking about how when you fall over in public,
yep,
you just want someone to laugh with so that you can kind of like laugh it off?
Yep.
And when people come to your aid, you actually, because you just want to kind of like not start crying.
Yeah.
Especially if you've actually hurt yourself and you just want someone to go like, oh my God. And you go, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. So when you're with friends, it's way easier to recover from a fall.
Yeah.
Or a trip or a stumble or whatever, because they're going to laugh and like you feel better immediately.
I agree.
But like this woman who fell in front of us, I obviously wasn't going to, it's not as if I was like, oh, I had to stop laughing. I didn't even think of it. I was just like, oh my God, are you okay?
So there was no instant reaction to say, oh, shame.
No.
Beep that.
Are we beeping the first one? Yeah, okay.
It'll take a few beeps to get through that one. Yeah, I really gave it a good crack.
So is it actually that I wanted you to feel better straight away? So I actually did you a favour. Because I aided in the speedy recovery from you falling. I'm a really good friend.
Have you started doing yoga?
Huh?
Because that's a big stretch.
That's very funny.
Thank you. I'm actually a very successful comedian. No, I just thought that
somewhere. Okay.
I hear
you. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you. And here is my...
I actually laughed so hard I bent down. Like, I crouched on the ground because I could not stand up.
Can I propose something? Not that.
Oh.
At one end of the scale,
mm-hmm,
we've got you rushing over and being like, oh, are you okay? Oh, ma'am, you all right? How are you doing? Which I actually agree. Sometimes you kind of just like, I'm fine. Just don't make a big deal.
Yeah, don't make a big deal. Yep. She did. She limped away and was like, I'm fine.
At the other end of the scale is how you treated me with one of the loudest C-bombs ever dropped in the Central Business District.
Yeah.
Is there maybe somewhere in the middle where you could kind of go, you silly old, you know, like a bit of a laugh, but are you okay?
So normally I would do the, oh my God, are you all right?
Yeah. I would have worn that.
But I knew you were fine because you're so tough and strong.
Fuck you.
And I know that you can come back from anything because you're a beautiful person.
I am Seabiscuit.
But no, it's probably not really, not only appropriate, it's probably not the most appropriate thing, but it's probably not that kind. I'm sorry that I wasn't kind.
When you fell out of, thank you, but.
Yep.
When you fell out of the taxi in Jakarta.
You didn't even see it.
Yeah.
You did not help me at all.
Well, I was trying to play it cool and not cause a scene.
No, you just weren't there. And then you walked around and I'd finally like become like vertical again. Yeah. You were like, cool, let's go. I was like.
Yeah. See, that I actually.
A laugh would not have helped in that situation because I was fucking destroyed. You were helpful though in the way that I needed you to be at that time.
Okay.
Because you kind of like carried me to the hotel because I couldn't walk.
Yep.
I'm really sorry for not being a good friend. But it was so funny that I almost don't even mean my apology.
Almost.
It's an empty apology for sure.
And I appreciate one of the softer apologies I've ever heard. And I also, as a person who respects medical comedy and situational lols.
Yes.
And just the straight up honesty of you just enjoying it. I'll accept whatever it is that you just said.
I had to repeat pee myself, but you flew through the air. You was like you were launched out of a rocket. Like you just flew past me. Like I've never seen a boy get that high before. Like I just, there was a boy in the air. You were like fucking flying above us.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, you Ryan were, tripped on the fucking pavement.
You were flying, John.
Cancel the podcast.
Hey, it's Taylor from Melbourne, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tapers over at our Patreon. You love to see it. Thanks for being part of it. Byron Calvert, Amber Teresa, Amy Lidster, Cam Bruce.
What's Amber Teresa's mother's name?
That's funny. Mother Teresa.
Sorry. You laugh at my jokes.
Cam Bruce and Amy Bush. George W.
Not the 70s.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tony Felicia Lodge.
Yep.
Can you please remind us all about the genius seagull move that happened at the Richmond train station? And please tell the story like you don't fucking hate it.
Oh my God. So I heard this sick story. Right?
Actually, that annoys me way more.
So Ryan told this story about this guy at the Richmond train station. Who, did you see this in the flesh?
No, I think it's not even secondhand. I would maybe say third or fourth.
Yeah, so that's because it didn't happen.
No, no, the person who wrote the comment originally on Reddit, he says he knows the guy who saw it.
Yeah. Oh, so the liar is lying about the liar who reckons he saw it as well.
Three lies equals the truth. That's what they say, isn't it?
I have heard that, actually. Yeah, good point. So that you claimed that you read this comment from this guy on Reddit who reckons he knows a guy who saw this happen, that at the Richmond train station, there was all of these pigeons kind of tapping away outside of the platform.
Yep.
And then just as the train was about to take off, they threw a box of chips into the train and obviously all of the birds flapped into the train to try and get the chips. The doors closed and there was commotion in the train.
Hilarious. The seagulls got off at the next stop in South Yarra. Then, and we, as we know, South Yarra are very fancy, so they're obviously now living their best
life. This is the other thing, though, that every time you tell the story, it changes between pigeon and seagull.
Well,
I don't think that you even believe the story. Do you remember the other story that you told about the dog in the suitcase, which also was not true?
Just because
you get had on the internet a lot. That's all I'm saying.
I just trust people.
Well,
now you are on the record of saying you're not a bird guy.
I'm not a bird guy.
Yeah, we heard.
I'm not a bird guy.
So I'm also not as violently against birds as you are. But for me, a seagull, pigeon, I mean, they're all the fucking same.
Cockroach,
it's like
of
cucumbers
the sky.
And zucchinis. No one knows the difference.
Okay, that's not the same.
Don't
that's
write me
not
a letter.
The same.
Did you say that thing?
Yeah, Ryan got some hate mail. We'll talk about it next week.
Literally, someone wrote down hate mail.
Like, not even typed it out and sent it on Instagram.
Wrote it on paper. So there's been a follow-up to the genius move. And it's not that this... Because with that move, someone, like, did it deliberately. This is, like, an accidental thing.
I don't think anyone did anything deliberately because I don't think it happened. But, yes, go on.
This one did happen, though.
No, but how can you... Why should I trust you? I can't trust you that it did happen or didn't.
I've never... felt so let down by our friendship since I fell over and you laughed in my face
that was really
3
funny.
Days ago until now.
That was really funny though. Okay, yep, let's hear it. What happened?
Mick says, I once accidentally slapped a seagull into a cafe.
Accidentally what?
This story kills me so much.
Oh, producer Cam has lost it. What did you say? Oh, he smashed his elbow on the desk. It's all popping off over there.
I'm actually crying over here.
What did you say? Oh, don't. I hate being the one that doesn't get it. What did you say?
I once accidentally slapped a seagull into it.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Into a cafe.
Oh. Like into the door? Like into the window? Or
so you know how something's like in your peripherals and you don't know, like, is it an insect? Oh, is it a bird?
So look at producer Cam, he's gone bright red.
I saw something in the corner of my eye and my first reaction was to swat at it. I accidentally made really good contact with it and slapped and slapped it through the open door of a small but busy cafe. And it was like a bomb went off.
What? So
the chaos was unimaginable because I was on the outside of the cafe. It was like I was at the zoo looking through the glass at a stampede. There is so much liquid on my face. I haven't felt like this since I filmed that late night movie. Fucking hell.
Where did you find... Is this also on Reddit or was this a comment in our
Facebook
group?
Someone has replied to the pigeon story and
because
goes...
Because this sounds real. You think this one actually sounds real.
You think that's bad? Cop this one.
Oh, my God. And you can just imagine...
Get it out there.
You just imagine all the people waiting for their oat latte. And the you know how birds like flip out and shit everywhere? Yeah. The bird, like the seabird, would have just been, what I say?
Seabird. Is it a seagull or a pigeon? Oh, it's a seabird.
The seabird would have just flipped out and shat all over everybody.
Yeah. The chaos was unimaginable.
It was like a bomb went off. Oh my God.
Shit.
And the bird as well would have been like, ah! Like,
the bird doesn't want to be in there.
No.
The people don't want the bird in there. They're not enemies and they don't know how to help each other. There's just one little door at the front.
That is, I can't believe that happened. That is insane.
Oh, fuck. My head is sore. How are you, Cam? Are you okay?
Not well.
Not well?
I don't think I've ever seen producer Cam do that before.
You look distressed.
That is a great story.
Fuck, I'm actually crying.
Isn't that just one of those things you could never do that if you were trying to do that?
Yeah.
Like like you would never ever.
I woke up in the middle of the night last night laughing because I knew I had to try and tell that story this morning.
I am like, I can't believe that story. Like, it's hilarious and obviously it happened because that sounds real because that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
But I cannot compete with how funny you guys think that is. Like, that is so funny. And you guys are, like, both, like, bawling your eyes out.
Fuck me.
Fuck, that's so funny. Do we know anything else? Like,
it was Melbourne, apparently.
If anybody is listening and they were in that cafe, I would love to hear someone from, you know, inside the zoo, you know, or if you work at that cafe, I would love to hear what actually happened.
Have you seen a seagull get slapped into a cafe?
It would have been flying low.
Yeah. Don't victim blame.
No, oh, no. Oh, well, the bird shouldn't have been.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
Tony, what do you love to see? We need to finish this episode so I can drink some water, have a Panadol, and just, like, have a little, like, a lay
just
down.
Just a bit of a deep
quiet
breath.
Room.
Yeah. Get the breath back in your body. This is actually very wholesome. I saw this online. It's a tweet from Pocklington Liz. Elizabeth Pocklington.
Great.
That fucking took me a while to get to, didn't it? We were struggling to choose a front door colour. And you know when you're trying to decide what paint to use in a room and you kind of like paint heaps of swatches on and you end up with, you know, like 10 like brush strokes.
Slightly darker blue, slightly lighter blue, of a charcoal blue.
Yeah, and then like a lilac-y kind of colour because you go, oh, that's a bit of a wild card, but you never know. So Elizabeth and her husband were trying to figure out what colour to paint their front door and their postie left one of those like, oh, we missed you cards and crossed out all the information and says, second green up from the bottom looks the best.
And there's like that's great.
A picture of their front door with all the colour swatches on it, and this postie's gone, God, that second one up looks good. I'm going to let them know.
Yeah, that green has a real sort of prestigious feel.
Yeah, and left a card and was like, oh, yep, I'd go with that one. And they went, oh, yeah, okay.
And they, and they did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although you're like, oh, thanks for that, mate. We'll go the yellow.
And she said, yeah, well, we won't pick that one. And she said, thank you to the postie for helping us out. Isn't that so
sweet? That's
sweet.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. And you know what else I love? Let me put this on the record.
Yeah.
On the right house, of course. And I feel like it's usually like an older house. I love a random colour front door.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think like, it's fun too.
It's a beautiful old white sort of picket fence
house. And then it's got like a red front door or something.
I love that.
I love it too.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a bit crazy.
It's a bit fun, isn't it?
Isn't it a bit fun?
Yeah. I tell you who would probably have that in a different life.
Who?
My mum.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Your mum's like arty, like big colourful glasses and a,
Yep, she'd love
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
Here's my I love to see it. Heather applied for a job and got this response.
Oh.
Dear Heather, I think it's possible that you accidentally sent me a Jamie Oliver chili beef recipe instead of your resume.
Oh my, wouldn't you just pass away? Oh, especially if it's a job you really wanted.
If so, please send me your CV when you can. And if not, thanks for the delicious, albeit random recipe. I'll let you know how I go with the beef.
What a good sport.
What a great sport.
Don't you think there would be so many like managers or HR people that would go, well, that's not a thing, and just delete it? Like they wouldn't even give you another chance.
What a great sport. But would you not send the resume and instead go jump off a cliff because how embarrassing?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a really good point as well.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd probably reply with an anecdote.
Yep.
But because maybe it was a plan.
Got to stand out like, from the crowd.
Yeah, they'll never forget you. They'll go, oh, that was that girl that sent through the Jamie Oliver recipe.
A great follow-up. He's like, then you reply, go, oh, silly me, you know, wrong attachment, blah, blah, here's my CV. But if I get the job,
I'll make you the chili.
I'll make you the chili on day one or something.
Except then they open the resume and it says, great attention to detail. And they go, well, actually, Heather, I don't think that's true.
I might let that slide.
Yeah.
What's one of your strengths? I never miss a beat.
Yeah. I'm on to it all the time.
Weaknesses, email. I don't know how it turned out for Heather, but I love to see that she did it. But I, as you said, love to see the friendliness in the response, and because he could have been a dick about it, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
You gotta
fuck
love that.
That's so funny.
Now tomorrow we've got Normal or Nah.
Yeah.
But we've also
a problem is plaguing offices around the world.
Yes, Tony Lodge. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that sounded good when you said it.
Thank you.
Official and regal. Yeah,
just came up with that.
If you or your workplace ever do like a group coffee order, you gotta fucking listen up.
Yep. And get your fucking shit together. See you tomorrow.
See.
Sorry, I've gotten angry.
Yeah, you have. You fired up.
I've gotten angry about
You've watched
it.
A current affair. And up next, dodgy mechanics.
Dodgy mechanics.
All right, that's tomorrow on the show. We'll chat to you then.